If you've been wanting to work with your digital photos or your digital video, and you've been trying to think, I want to create slideshows and presentations that I can share with family and friends on the web, Somic Solutions, the people behind Roxio, Easy Media Creator Studio 10, have a solution for you, and that solution is online. On the line with us is Sean Penn from Somic Solutions to tell us a little bit about Roxio Online. Sean, what do you do there?
I'm the Senior Director of Product Management for the Web Products and Services Group, which is a new group within Roxio that is intended to, drive the technology that we've built up over the years with products like Creator and move it into the online space.
Well, Sean, it seems like we're finding that more often now with companies putting their applications online for people to use. We're calling this, in many respects, the cloud. Is this similar to the desktop program, the Roxio Easy Media Creator Suite that we would find? Or are there certain features within this program that actually utilize broadband technology on the web to maybe even go beyond what you get in the desktop?
Some of the features are the same, but the approach is actually different. First of all, it's a because it's a website, constantly expanding, constantly adding new features, and the things that users can do with it in terms of sharing, actually provides a presentation destination to share with friends and family as well. So, in Creator, you are really doing things with your digital media, and then you're generating an output of some sort, either a CD or a DVD, or maybe some prints or a calendar. In Roxio Online, you're sharing, photos and videos with friends and family, and putting it right there on the web for them to enjoy, and then they can, they can comment back to you and tell you how what they think of the content.
We've also taken out a lot of the work that it would take to get something like this online, from say the program itself to actually getting it posted. In this way, you've almost got an immediate way for people to see it and comment on it.
That's right. Yeah, the big thing about Roxio Online is it's all about sharing. It's all about storytelling. So we call it a storytelling platform because there's nothing really quite like it on the web in terms of the experience that you get, the things you can do with your digital media. When you upload your photos, we've got one-click styles that let you create a photo presentation with lots of emotion, transitions, music, introductions, captions. And even animated, we call them stickers, even in a single click. But if you want to get in there and do more and customize that, add more comments, move the stickers around, change your music track, change the introduction, you can do all that. And it's so easy. It's a flash-based experience. It's so easy to do that anyone can make a photo show. But we feel that users will just love the emotional impact it adds to their content.
Would you say this gives them, Sean, a better way to personalize this type of presentation and then maybe even give it as a gift?
Absolutely. It really is about personalization of that content. There's lots of photo sharing sites out there, but the thing that we add is the ability to tell a story with that content, and it really ratchets up the emotional impact of those photos. So once that's done and it's published to the web and their friends and family view it, they can... anyone can order a DVD of it. If you've shared it with those friends and family, they can just go ahead and order a DVD, or you can order a DVD for them. So I think gifting is a big part of that, big part of that process. People want a keepsake of the photo shows that they create.
So if I've created a presentation for my grandkids and I want them to see, something that I've shot here in Tucson, but I only want them to see it. Is there a way to protect that so they're the only ones who can go and view the content that I've created, so I don't have everybody seeing all my, pictures of my family and where I live and my car and all that?
Absolutely. That's one of the key elements of the service that we are talking about. A lot of services out there, the content gets published and they all have public forums where people can browse people's content. That's not what this is about. This is about sharing with family and friends. The service is targeted at families, although anyone can make a photo show. And you can choose to have your photo shows as private, which means that it would be restricted to just those people who sign in. And so it would be, your friends and family would sign in with their email addresses, and then only they could see those photo shows.
How easy is this to use, Sean, for somebody who's maybe new to a computer? They finally have gotten to the world of a digital camera, and they've taken their pictures, and now they want to get them up on the web so they can share with their friends and families.
It's really easy. It is, our whole mission was to make taking photos and turning it into a slideshow as easy as possible. So we have a lot of prepared content that the user doesn't have to go and find their own thematic elements or figure out how to do titling with a program or use Photoshop or anything like that. It's just upload your photos and videos. And by the way, you can mix videos with your photos, so that's a unique feature. And then when you click on a one-click style, it comes with all that those thematic elements with it, and it really impresses people. And you send it out, and friends and family get the videos, and they're like, "Well, how did you do this? I want to learn how to do this. I mean, is it hard?" And I'm sure I couldn't do it, but you can. It's just about uploading that video and just clicking through to share it with friends and family.
What about the type of hardware am I going to have to be able to work within the Roxio online web frame?
Well, It's the requirements are pretty minimal because it is online. So it does require Flash 9. So you must have a browser and a computer that supports that. But the technology itself, we're not running hard on your CPU there, because the elements are rendered in the cloud, if you will, and then presented to you in your browser. So
right.
We do the heavy lifting, and you can use any laptop computer. Pretty much that's been in the last five, six, 7 years would be, sufficient.
So this is great, too, because if you're on vacation and you want to create something while you're on vacation, you don't have to wait till you get home on the desktop PC, which maybe is a little newer. You've got a 3 or 4 year old laptop. You should be able to do your work as long as you have an internet connection.
That's absolutely right. This is a big change for us. We traditionally the Roxio Creator product has been a desktop product, and you install it on that computer, and now it's tied to that computer. It's still the most powerful, digital media suite for the users can get for that environment. But we want users to be able to access that media or do things with their media anywhere. And so Roxio Online lets them access it from any web-connected computer. And in addition, we offer a desktop photo show authoring download tool. We call it Roxio Photo Show. And it is a desktop product, but it's very lightweight. It's under 10 megabytes. So you download it quickly, you install it, and you can get the same experience that you get online in an offline environment. So this is great for if you're going to make some photo shows on the airplane, you take it to go, and you can use the same experience, the same web-based experience, offline without being connected to the internet to create your photo shows. And then when you get home and you get connected, you just publish them, out they go.
Awesome stuff, Sean. Tell us about the cost to use the service.
So there's a free version of the service, so anyone can get online at roxioonline.com and make a photo show. We limit the number of styles and thematic content that you access. And then there's a premium version, which comes with the ability to add video to your photo shows. You get the desktop product. You can add video to your product. You get a ton of more content that comes with the authoring environment. So 150 styles, 450 music tracks across 12 genres.
Wow.
Hundreds of pictures that you can add. And then you also are able to download those photo shows as video clips. So one of the interesting things is that you can podcast your own channel of photo shows or anyone's, your friends and family channel of photo shows, and then sync them up to your iPod, iPhone, or Apple TV so you can access them on the go or wherever you are. And you're constantly up to date with those new shows that people are creating.
All right, if our listeners want to get more information, they actually want to get started right away, they can do it today. Where do they need to go?
They just need to go to www.roxioonline.com.
Sean, thanks for coming on the show and talking with us. And while this is available, we're still going to see more developments from Sonic and Roxio as well, maybe another Roxio suite coming soon?
That's right. Traditionally, fall is the time frame where we do our big creator, launch back to school and for the holiday market. And I expect that you'll be seeing some news there soon.
Good talking to you, Sean. Take care.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate the time.